Hi, welcome to Real Talk, a show to discuss real issues, real life, and real faith. I'm Holly McClure, and today we're going to hear from a guest, a special guest, about aliens. Are they real? Do you believe in alien life? Well, you're going to find out today, and you can judge for yourself. Now, with the recent balloon that was shot down after it traveled across America and other mysterious things that were shot down afterwards, the subject of UFOs and aliens has resurfaced. In fact, the White House even commented that after the United States shot down a series of unidentified objects over North America space, there were no indications of aliens, is what the quote was. No indications of aliens or extraterrestrial life activity. Okay, well, we kind of knew that, right? But she had to say it. That's the first time from the White House they've officially commented on that. For decades, there have been reported sightings. In fact, the earliest one was in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. They call it the Roswell before Roswell. So it was the first time it had been spotted and sighted. Last July, astronomers at MIT and other universities in the U.S. and Canada, they detected a persistent signal from a distant galaxy of unknown astrophysical origin. And in 2020, a mysterious signal from Proxima Centauri made waves. A radio signal nearly 9 billion light years away from Earth was captured in a new recording detected by India's giant Metrowave radio telescope. In fact, there's a UFO provision in the new defense bill. Did you know that? Yeah, it's a new DOD must provide Congress with a list of everything they found out about the specific incident and all other incidents and programs from January 1st, 1945 onwards. And anyone involved in these programs with information about it will be released from their secrecy oaths and non-disclosure agreements. So they're released from those. They can talk about it now. They'll be able to testify in Congress about what they've seen and done. Now, however, the U.S. government is tracking and studying reports of what they refer to as unidentified aerial phenomenon. It's a new thing called UAP. More than 350 new cases have been reported to the government since March 2021, according to the unclassified document released last month by the Office of Director of National Intelligence. That number far exceeds what was reported over the 17 years prior, suggesting either a dramatic increase in sightings or a greater willingness for people to report them. Now, NASA announced the Habitable Worlds Observatory as a new component to the search for alien life, as well as a new team to study UFOs or unidentified anomalous phenomena. I can't even pronounce it. They're UAP phenomenon. The new preferred term, I guess, is what it is. It's A-N-O-M-A-L-O-U-S. So for anyone out there who wants to know what the real word is. And recently, scientists and some organizers started preparing for how to respond if humanity is contacted by extraterrestrials. Indeed, many experts increasingly believe it's just a matter of time before we're contacted. Well, now, Americans as a whole, do we believe it or not? Well, it appears that we're divided there. We're divided in what we believe. A recent YouGov survey found 34% of Americans believe UFOs are alien ships or alien life forms. An equal percentage said they didn't know what accounts for UFOs, while 32% believe they had a natural scientific explanation. So that's how it divided. In a similar survey by Newsweek Princeton, in 1996, only 20% of Americans believed UFOs were evidence of extraterrestrial life, while 51% said they could be explained in a natural way. So that number has increasingly risen, as you can see. Why? Well, let's kind of be honest. There have been a lot of movies out there. They've long introduced the public to aliens and the idea of aliens and that there's life on other planets and solar systems. Fire in the Sky was a movie based on a true story about a logger who disappeared for 5 days and said he was abducted, and he gave a whole account of it, and that was documented. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Who didn't see that movie and just love it? And all of a sudden, we had friendly music and friendly spaceships coming down. The Day the Earth Stood Still, Arrival, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Signs, one of my favorite movies, War of the Worlds, District 9, Star Trek, First Contact, Interstellar, Contact. I can name you a list of others. These movies are what we've been seeing. So are we already kind of, prepared and accustomed to there could be aliens, and that kind of gentle persuasion by a movie makes you think, well, yeah, maybe. Well, today, my special guest is going to address the subject of aliens from a Christian perspective and maybe bring some sanity and semblance to what we've been hearing. Bill Weiss has been a dedicated Christian, worship leader, teacher, speaker, and author of best-selling books since the 70s. He's traveled all over the world speaking and appearing on hundreds of radio and television interviews and Christian and mainstream markets. Today, I'm having Bill on to talk about a subject that has been in the news recently, as you can see, and even the White House. So we're going to talk about aliens. Are they real? Are there visitors from outer space? Are what these people been seeing, are they really have been seeing spaceships? Is there a reason for the government to start studying this? Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Holly. What an honor to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, my honor is having you on because I know you're going to come from a sound perspective. And I wanted to have you on because you and I were talking about this and how it's been kind of, you know, on the whole radar lately, literally. And you said, well, you know, I've been hearing, you have a lot of questions when people are hearing you speak. So how are you approaching this? Why has there been so much deception in the last few years, especially about aliens?
Right. Well, I get these questions a lot at churches, people, and a lot of Christians that are believing in UFOs, life on other planets. And so I began studying the scriptures to see if there's anything in there. But, you know, it's interesting. First of all, Dr. Chuck Missler, he was a great Bible teacher, and he did a lot of research on this before he passed away in 2018. And he pointed out the two top astronomers in the world, Jacques Vallée, V-A-L-E-E, and J. Allen Hynek, H-Y-N-E-K, both very respected astronomers and researchers on this topic. And Jacques Vallée has researched this for 60 years. And so these are the authorities, and at the end of their research, this is from Dr. Chuck Messer, he quoted them as saying that they came to the conclusion that these things are demonic. And he said, these are not religious people. So they came to that conclusion because that all the sightings, they defy the laws of physics. You know, and people have seen aliens. They have seen as far as spaceships or what they think is spaceships because they're tracked on radar. They are sightings, but they're just not spaceships. They're actually demonic beings appearing in our atmosphere. And that's the reason why they can make, they say, the scientists say they make right-hand turns at 16,000 miles an hour. Well, that defies the laws of physics, so they came to that conclusion. They cannot be a mass or material. They have to be spirit beings, demonic. And so I began to research the scriptures and found out that there are many scriptures that talk about that there is no life on other planets, that man is only on the earth, and I'm going to give you some of those in a few minutes. But just to give you a few scriptures about a cherub angel. Now, Satan is a cherub angel, and many of his followers, obviously, were probably cherub angels. And this is Ezekiel 1, verse 13 and 16, describe this, and I just want to read this real quickly. Their appearance was as the workings of a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And as for the likeness of these, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches going back and forth among them. The fire was bright, and out of the fire went lightning, and the living creatures ran back and forth in appearance like a flash of lightning. Now these things, they appear like a flash of lightning, and they disappear. And that, in a wheel within a wheel, that sounds like some type of UFO. Mm. You know, so that is in Ezekiel 1, Ezekiel 10, and so forth. And like I said, Satan himself is a cherub angel, and that's in Ezekiel 10:15 and Ezekiel 28:14. So people are seeing things. They're just seeing demonic beings. They're not alien beings. But I just want to get in a few scriptures that might help people understand. You know, first of all, in Genesis chapter 1, God describes everything he made, and man, the animals, plant life, and the creeping things on the earth, and so forth. And at the end of his creation, in chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, he said, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them." The word host always refers to either angels or planets and stars throughout the scripture. So he just defined everything he made in chapter 1, and he never said anything about life on other planets or any kind of being on other planets. Then Genesis 1:14 says the planets were created for signs, seasons, days, and years. It doesn't say they were created for life on them. They were created for signs. Then in Isaiah 45:18 it says the earth was formed to be inhabited. The earth was formed, not other planets. Deuteronomy 4:32 says, since the day that God created man upon the earth. And then he goes on, Isaiah 45:12, I have made the earth and created man on it. And then the first man is of the earth. 1 Corinthians 15:47, the first man is Adam. So I could go on with these scriptures that point out that man was created only on the earth. And then it says the whole family of God's whole family is in heaven and on the earth, Ephesians 3:15. So every member of God's family is either in heaven or on the earth. It doesn't say on other planets. So that's number one. And then you go to Jesus only came to the earth to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He died for the sins of the whole world, 1 John 2:2. So he didn't go to other planets to die for any other being. He only came to the earth. And then seven times it states that Christ suffered only once. Seven different verses. Christ once offered to be the sins of many. Once has appeared to put away sin. Hebrews 9:26 and Hebrews 9:28, Hebrews 9:14, many other verses. So he died once only on the earth. He died only for man, and man is only on the earth. And God's attention is always only on the earth. For he looks to the ends of the earth, Job 28:24. And for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. And then it says in Isaiah 54:5, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. So he doesn't say he's the God of other planets. So the scripture indicates there that man is only on the earth. God came only to the earth to die for man. And he only died once. So if these alien beings exist, they have no savior. You know, so that would be interesting. They would need a savior because they would have intelligence. If they really were alien beings, they'd have to have great intelligence to travel from another galaxy or even another star. You know, the closest star is Alpha Centauri, and it's, if you traveled at the speed of light, 186,000 miles a second, it would take you 4.5 years to get here. That's the closest star in our own galaxy. And then if they came from another galaxy, that's the Andromeda Galaxy, it would take 2 billion years to get here traveling at the speed of light. And scientists say that man cannot travel at the speed of light, that there's some physical impossibility for that to happen. But who knows if that part's true. But the point is, even if they could, the closest star would take them 4.5 years. Also, if there were alien beings visiting us since 1947, then why have they not contacted us? You know, if they would have superior knowledge to travel here, so they could either destroy us if they meant evil, or if they meant good, why wouldn't they contact us? Why would there be zero contact, zero clear photographs, no solid evidence of any real aliens? You know, that you have to question that. And why on the radar they appear and disappear in an instant, they're gone. Only a spirit being can do that. So that's the conclusion of the two top world astronomers, that those things are demonic.
You know, for all the reports that have come out recently, why is the government, you know, all of a sudden coming out the Department of Defense, DOD, is getting organizations now where they're saying, okay, we're going to look into these cases. And I mean, don't you find it interesting that, you know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, they wouldn't, but all of a sudden now, they are.
Right. Since 1947, these things have been discovered, and now all of a sudden? Well, I believe, and a lot of the Christian scholars believe, number one, we're in the last days, and most people that study the Bible and events going on can clearly see we are in the last of the last days. Well, the Bible talks about a rapture that's going to take place for the Christians. Well, when that occurs, the devil, he knows this is going to happen. he's got to have an explanation. Because if all of a sudden every Christian on the earth is missing, well, it's going to be obvious to the other people, hey, these people were right. They talked about a rapture, and now all the church is gone. They would get saved. Well, a lot of people will get saved, but still a lot of people will fall for the lie, the big deception, because they'll come out and say, look, how many more sightings there's been of UFOs. They were taken up by the UFOs. And that's going to be the devil's explanation, and that's why it's coming out now, because he knows, the devil knows the time is short. So he's got to have a reason for us to be missing suddenly. And to me, that's the clear reason why it's suddenly coming out.
That makes so much sense to me. I mean, you know, I have to tell you this. When I was a little girl, and everyone's got their stories, but honestly, this happened. It was in on the outskirts of Richardson in Dallas when I was younger, and we were driving on a country road coming back from an event. My dad took a shortcut, which he knew, which was at that time in the country. Now it's all built up. It's not. But we were going down Renner Road, and we were going, you know, in the country, and driving along at night, and all of a sudden, you know, my mother looked up and said, wait, what is that? And, you know, dad looked up and said, oh my gosh. And we pulled over to the side, and all of us, my sisters and my dad and mom, we all jumped out and looked up and watched literally a white, you know, object, whatever, dart across, stop, and freeze in midair, dart up a different direction and stop. Dart over another direction, and it would dart up and stop, dart over and stop. And so it wasn't a plane. You know, it was too high, too far out there to be a helicopter. There's no way it was that. It was like a star. You know, it looked like a star. It was like that. And, you know, we were like, wow, we don't know what that was, but wow. You know, no plane at that time in the 60s could do that. You know, that was just not in the 60s. It couldn't do that. So I always have been interested. And then, of course, you know, like we said, with movies and things that have come up, it's you know, all along I felt like it's got to be demonic. But it's still, there's something that makes you think, well, if people are seeing chips, you know, it makes you wonder.
Right, I know. But, you know, like that description in Ezekiel, he says, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches. Well, he's trying to describe light. They didn't have electricity back then to describe a light. You know, he's just describing it like that. So you saw a light, which many people have, and that's what the cherub angels look like.
Mm-hmm.
And they can dash, you know, in a flash of lightning is how they move. So that would make sense that they can appear in our atmosphere and disappear. And that's why the demonic's going to do that. The demons are going to do this during these last days to deceive the people.
Do you know, and okay, we look back at the pyramids, and there's always been a mystery, okay, are the pyramids built by aliens? You know, how could man have done that? And, you know, other things that have happened through history. You know, you wonder, well, was it demonic activity that was coming down before? Or, you know, can it be explained away? I mean, things have been happening. But I find it interesting that before 1947... I mean, there was radio, there was other stuff. Nobody was talking about it in the 20s. No one was talking about it, to my knowledge.
Right.
You know, don't you find it interesting that it was right around the time where they were atomic bomb testing and doing things like that?
Right, yes, absolutely. Well, you know, the devil himself doesn't know exactly when the end's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But he would know somewhere around Israel became a nation in 48. And he knows that's one of the signs that had to occur before the Lord came back.
Good point.
So that's you know, he had to start getting ready then to bring out this false belief for people to go for the deception. You know, and it's interesting because the apostles asked Jesus, "What will be the sign of your coming?" And the first thing he said was that, "Let man not deceive you." First thing he said. So deception, he knew, was going to be a big thing. And we've seen deception today like unbelievable. People are deceived about so many things. It's even in the church, in so many different basic foundational teachings of the church is being violated today or challenged or changed. And so the deception has come into the church besides in the world. I mean, to find truth today, it's like almost impossible. You have to really dig to get the truth. You know, haven't you seen that?
Yes, absolutely. So the deception part is real and very real. How can people guard against that deception?
Well, you know, there's actually four verses that give us a clue here. Jeremiah 49:16 says, You have been deceived by the fear you inspire in others and by your own pride. So pride brings deception, you know, if you have pride. So how? What's the opposite of pride? Humility. You know, David prayed and fasted, it said. He humbled himself with prayer and fasting in Psalms 35:13. So if a person would pray and fast and show humility and not pride, you will avoid a lot of deception, number one. Then James 1:22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So you've got to be a doer of the word. A doer is somebody that obeys all of what God says, not just maybe goes to church here and there, but I mean you're quick to forgive. You show love to people that are ugly to you. You attend church. You help the poor. You tithe. Preach the gospel. You believe in an eternal hell. You want to warn people to stay out of that horrible place and that Jesus is the only way. This is being a doer of the word, not just a hearer. Then number three, Hebrews 3:13 says, warn each other so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. So you can be deceived by sin. And sometimes, you know, you need to be around a friend that's stronger that will warn you that, hey, you're drifting away from God. You're falling into sin, and you need to get out of that. Because when you fall into sin, you're going to be deceived. So, again, avoiding sin, walking in the fear of the Lord and the holiness of God and so forth. And then number four, 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, be not deceived. Bad company corrupts good character. So you can be deceived by the people you associate with. Mm. So you want to associate with, again, godly people that are walking in the Word, and that will guard you against this deception that's coming, that's already here on the earth.
Bill, do you believe that we could put it in a context that if people believe in aliens, then they're believing in a false god?
Yeah, I believe you could put it that way. I mean, you're just deceived to the point where you're falling for the lie. I mean, you could believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and still believe in aliens. That's not going to cause you to go to hell, you know, but you're just deceived and you just don't know it. That's all. So, you know, it's not a requirement to not believe in aliens to be saved.
Right.
You know, you just have to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repent of your sin, and acknowledge He is the Son of God. That's what saves us. So the rejection of the provision for our sin, which is Jesus Christ, that's what damns us. So I have Christian friends that they believe that alien beings exist in other planets. And so
do you? That's what I wanted to ask, because I have heard other Christians say, well, I believe in God, but, you know, I kind of believe that there could be an alien. It wouldn't be, you know, from God. It'd be demonic, but that there could be, you know, demonic forces, or, you know, just as there's angels, there could be demons living on other planets. I mean, there have been all sorts of things thought of. So that's why I wanted you to say that. I want to clarify that.
Yeah. And they just don't know. They don't have any proof of it. There's no proof of it at all. There's no scriptural proof of it. So they just want to believe it. You know, because we were, like you said, we're raised in all these Hollywood movies, and, you know, there's something intriguing about thinking there's maybe life on other planets and so forth. So I think that is a lure for people to believe that. But, you know, God made the earth unique and man unique on it, and there's only life on this planet only. Out of all the trillions of planets, there's only life on one, because we are special to God. And the earth is special. He's even going to come back and live on the earth. God himself is going to live on the earth. So that's interesting to me.
Right.
You know, he's not going to another planet to live. He's coming to the earth, and he gave the earth to man. So I think it's very clear. If you want to go by the scripture, man's only on the earth. He only died for man, and he only came once. So these other beings would need a savior, and they wouldn't have one.
Exactly. And I don't, you know, the fact that people have said they've seen them, so they have this idea of these gray creatures and long and skinny and the big eyes. And, you know, we almost kind of from movies know what, you know, has been interpreted from what people said. They've been abducted and this is what they look like and this is how they were tortured and this is what happened to them. You know, and I think this is what's causing a lot of people to question. But you yourself have seen demons in a different form, and we're not going to go into detail today, but I'm going to have you back on in a few weeks to talk about what you saw, which you actually saw demons in hell, because you had an out-of-body experience, and you tell about it in the book 23 Minutes in Hell. And so I felt like you could come on today to address this issue, because you have had that experience.
Yes, I have. I saw real demons. They were the most hideous-looking things, grotesque in appearance. Some had bumps of scales all over their body, reptilish. Some were 12 and 13 feet tall and so forth. I saw the real demons. They're hideous. And but the point is that I think the people that are seeing things, they're just seeing demonic beings manifest themselves to them, if they really are seeing things. I think a lot of them, the scientists said, they're hallucinating, or they're really deceived, or they are seeing a demonic being.
Mm.
It's one of those, but it's not really aliens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. You know, 2 Timothy 3:13 says, "But evil people and imposters will flourish; they will deceive others and will themselves be deceived." So you can be deceived yourself and really want to believe these things, but you know, they're just demonic beings appearing in the atmosphere, and to deceive many so that they can explain away the rapture. That's the purpose. That's what's behind it. The devil has to have an explanation when we're all suddenly missing.
Bill, I love your explanation. Where can people get a hold of you if they want to talk with you or ask more questions or watch some of your videos or amazing teachings and maybe even look at the book 23 Minutes in Hell? How can they get in touch with you?
Our website is 23minutesinhell.org, the numeral 23, or soulchoiceministries.org, soul, S-O-U-L, choiceministries.org. We have all kinds of videos up there and teachings for free people can watch, and we try to answer all the difficult questions and also share the gospel. They can watch my presentation of the 23 minutes in hell, that God showed me a vision of hell.
And I'm going to have you back on. I wanted to do it before Easter because I really believe that Christ came to die for our sins, and he paid the ultimate price, and he came to save us from the very place that you had a glimpse of. And God specifically told you to come back and to warn people and tell them of this place.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to have you back on and talk about this. And you, in fact, I think we'll do two shows where you answer a lot of questions. It's going to be amazing. We're going to give away some books. So that's going to be up and coming in the next few weeks. But thank you for being with me today. Thank you for taking the time to explain this. I hope that this has helped a lot of people clarify that, you know, they have to put it in context. Like you said, what's getting ready to come, the rapture, Satan knows what's getting ready to come, and that
exactly.
His church is going to be taken away. And there has to be an excuse or reason why millions of people will all of a sudden not be here. And I tell you, I used to think, well, no one's going to believe that. Who's going to believe that an alien's abducted people? But now that I've seen the world we live in today, I know exactly who will believe that. It's pretty evident there's a lot of people willing to believe that, right? So
yes, there is.
Oh, well,
so many polls.
Go ahead.
We'll go into that next time. But, you know, other polls I found, too, where it is increasing the people that are believing in UFOs. There was, real quickly, there was a Pew poll, 6/30/21, that showed that 65% of Americans believe an intelligent life exists on other planets. 65%. So it's been increasing the years go by here.
It's a lot. And more with young people today. Well, God bless you. I appreciate you coming on with me today. You are a dear friend and a wonderful man and guest of honor. And I thank you for your intelligence and insight. And God bless you.
Thank you so much, Holly. Really, again, an honor to be with you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.